Papua New Guinea, police are facing a legal battle in their attempt to arrest the former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill over corruption allegations. They'll face off in court on Monday after Mr O'Neill successfully sought an interim order late yesterday to prevent his arrest. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
The Honourable Member for Yalu Bupangia.
Thank you, Speaker, and thank you for giving
a warrant for his arrest didn't stop Peter O'Neill turning up to Parliament, and he used the opportunity to raise questions of the police minister.
A serious conflict of interest exists.
Police say they're investigating Mr O'Neill over corruption allegations. Legally, the warrant couldn't be served on Mr O'Neill in Parliament. While he was there, his lawyers were at work. Police say he hasn't been cooperating. Mr O'Neill maintains he's done nothing wrong and says it's a political witch hunt.
Why would I make it fair for an illegal arrest to take place when I know that it's not right? I've got every constitutional right to protect my rights.
I know you said that you would hear the complaint from police. When do you expect to do that?
Nobody has given me any indication, or nobody has written to my office. I've been at my house, nobody has visited me. So what am I going to do? Do you want me to go out looking for him?
Mr O'Neill says the investigation relates to the funding of a health service redevelopment in the police minister's province. Brian Kramer has been a long-standing critic of Mr O'Neill, but he's rejected suggestions he's influenced the investigation.
What I said in the past, or what's been said in the public, is irrelevant to the facts at hand. A court of law has issued a warrant of arrest, an independent judicial authority.
Late yesterday, Mr O'Neill's lawyers successfully obtained an interim court order to prevent him being arrested. They will return to court on Monday. Sources have told the ABC Mr O'Neill did go and briefly meet with police last night after the order was issued. In 2017, Mr O'Neill had a different arrest warrant quashed in the Supreme Court after a three-year battle. While this corruption inquiry stretches on, another is kicking off. A preliminary hearing will be held today in a special commission of inquiry into a $1.2 billion government loan taken out through the Australian branch of Swiss bank UBS and used to buy shares in ASX-listed company Oil Search. The PNG Ombudsman's Commission labelled the deal highly inappropriate and recommended several senior figures, including Mr O'Neill and current Prime Minister James Marape, be further investigated. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Retired Australian Justice John Gilmore QC will be serving as one of the commissioners. This is Natalie Whiting in Port Moresby for AM.